The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
American prosperity is the bedrock of freedom and security all over the world.
An obligation to the heritage of liberty and dignity handed down to us by our forefathers.
It's time for the Pro-America Report with Ed Martin on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pro-America Report. This is Ryan Height sitting into the booth today for Mr. Ed Martin. We've got a couple of new interviews coming up, a couple of good things that Ed was able to pre-record, but I am here to kick us off today. Happy to be with you and happy to have a few things to talk about. Now, the things that we have to talk about this week, it doesn't exactly always seem hopeful, but guess what? There is always hope for America. That's why you're here. That's why we're here, because it's worth talking about. It's worth informing ourselves about, and then it is worth going and talking to other people about it, having these conversations, getting people to change their mind and change the course of the country. So, take hope. Take hope on the Pro-America Report today with me. But before we go any further, we've got something that's a little off the path of the news this week I wanted to talk about. And then we got a couple of great interviews. But let me stop and not forget another second to point you to a very key, very couple of places. Very key, very couple. We're only midway through the week, folks. And we're getting fancy wordplay here. You're going to have to bear with me. We have the ProAmericaReport.com website. You don't want to miss it. It's Ed's Substack. His long-form writing often flows in sync with what we're talking about here on the ProAmerica Report, this first segment, the wink, the what you need to know. You want to go and sign up for that and make sure you don't miss anything. There is also PhyllisSchlafly.com, our day job, the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. PhyllisSchlafly.com is where you're going to find the ProAmerica Report archives. You'll get the podcast, standalone segments for every guest. You're also going to find all kinds of links and resources, and of course, the all-important Wink email sign-up. That's where you're going to get that, phyllisschlafly.com. But then thirdly, and this is what I realized, I started laughing, and I realized it's actually not a couple of things as I say that. There is something brand new that you might want to take a look at. This actually last week, but it's really in earnest kicked off this week, and Ed has talked about it, this Rumble show that's been going on by the same name, Pro America Report, giving an opportunity for some live video. And this week, that's where I say in earnest, this week, boy, have we turned our attention to Manhattan, to the Trump trial that is going on right now. And it's been great to have Paul Ingracia with us. He has talked quite a bit live on the Rumble live streaming version of the Pro America Report. So you'll want to go and check that out. Sorry, we have a little bit of a longer beginning to the show this morning because there's some new stuff going on. And that's just indicative of where we are. It's 2024. We are in the middle of an incredibly intense election year, and there is going to be more that we need to talk about, more ways that we need to talk about it than ever before. That is exactly what we're doing here at the Pro America Report. So don't forget, do those things. Go to proamericareport.com, phyllisschlafly.com for all the archives and the Wink sign up, and then, of course, go over to Rumble and look up the Pro America Report. You will find it there, including hours and hours of coverage from this week that Ed was able to do, including live stuff with Paul Ingracia from outside the courthouse there in Manhattan for the Trump trial that's going on this week in New York. So there's a lot. We could talk about that. We could talk about the Mayorkas impeachment. Just watched today and yesterday the House managers of the impeachment walked it across very solemnly over to the Senate side where it's going to be picked up. And of course, in the Senate, you know, our hopes are not particularly high for some sort of trial that will bring accountability to our Department of Homeland Secretary. But I think that if there is any time when truth may come out in some sort of publicly televised trial, this might be it. So let's have high hopes for that as well. But that is not exactly what we're going to talk about. In fact, I also have something I want to bring up at the wrap up, but we're going to save it for there. Here's what we need to talk about, though, today for the Wink. What you need to know. The most important thing that we do here, this first all-important segment here on the Pro America Report, the Wink. And here it is. What you need to know is the housing prices that are out of control have a very interesting and unique solution. Now, this is something that sounds kind of crazy when you look at it and say it, but it's a very interesting take, and I think it's something worth looking at. That's what you need to know. Housing prices are out of control, and there is a very interesting solution. Josiah Lippincott, a friend of the show, actually, from the wonderful website American Greatness, amgreatness.com. I'll link this in the show notes, and, of course, we'll put it over on social media. He's written a very interesting article about housing prices. This is something that we know of. Let me throw a few statistics out here to set the stage real quick. We're not going to get buried into the housing economy here today, but there's some very key things I think you need to know. So we all know that the housing market has gone bananas, absolutely bananas. The median home price today in America is $400,000. $400,000 is the average price of a home. And the current 30-year mortgage interest is 7.8%, nearly 8%. So that means that buyers are putting down an average amount of about $52,000. And with all these numbers together, the average new buyer in America is paying about $3,100 a month in a mortgage payment. That's $3,100 a month in mortgage payments. That is not maintenance. That is not budgeting out for your property taxes or anything else. That's just the mortgage. $3,100 a month. And over the life of that loan, they're going to pay something close to a staggering with these numbers I've mentioned. Over the life of the loan, they're going to pay about $1.1 million for that $400,000 home, $1.1 million over the 30-year period that they took to pay. This is one of those things where you really start to stop and think, you know, maybe the Dave Ramsey folks aren't crazy. And I mean, I'm not saying that I think that they were, but you look at this and go, why in the world would I pay $1.1 million for the privilege of paying $400,000 over 30 years? This makes no sense. But these numbers are just nuts. When you look at the fact that the starting salary for college graduates is around $51,000 a year, there's just no way to cut this. No one is able to afford a home until they're into their 30s, 40s. It is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And as depressing as this becomes, you realize that in this crazy world we're in. I've just said crazy several times, but I don't know a better. It's insane. The housing market in America is insane. Truly it is. But there's a very key thing to think about, and this is what Josiah Lippincott at American Greatness points out. There are two ways in this out-of-control housing market. There are two ways that any good economist will tell you to bring down the price of a good. You either increase the supply or reduce the demand. Now, this basic market economics 101, increase the supply, reduce the demand. These are the things that are going to happen. So guess what? Building houses, increasing the supply. It's a house. This is pretty complex and difficult. It requires tons of time and labor, materials, and also it requires incredible amounts of government red tape and space, and it's incredible. So sure, there's houses popping up all over the place, but one thing that's a very interesting thing to note, the Biden administration has let in some 8 million legal and illegal immigrants since 2021. 8 million legal and illegal immigrants since 2021. And I mean, this is the statistics, so this is what we know about. When it comes to illegal border crossings, there's tons of stuff we don't know about. So what we know about, that equates to roughly 7% increase in the national population 7% increase, pardon me, in the national population in the last 3 years alone. You combine that with skyrocketing inflation, guess where we are? A housing market where your average home of $400,000 requires you to put $52 down and take 30 years to pay $1.1 million at about $3,100 a month when you are making $52,000 a year. That math doesn't add up, and neither does letting in 8 million people that quickly, that rapidly into our current economic system. So, guess what? Josiah Lippincott over at American Greatness has a very interesting take on the whole thing and says that, you know what would lower housing prices? Mass deportations. If we were to turn to mass deporting of illegal immigrants, something very similar that we've just done recently under the Trump years, this would reduce an incredible number of people. This would reduce an incredible burden on our housing market. And actually, he calls this isn't some sort of crazy right wing conspiracy. This is a pretty modern centrist solution, he says, on the basis of all kinds of things. This is like a good neighbor policy. I mean, it's an incredible thing to think about that there may be an immigration solution to our housing problem. Because what are you going to do? Either increase the supply or reduce the demand. And again, this is not a you're not hearing me, you know, necessarily make a case against legal immigration at this point. This is just the illegal immigration we could tackle first. And would it have ripple effects into the housing market? Absolutely. He makes a great case for it in his article. I don't want to steal the thunder of it. There's tons of numbers, but it's a really fascinating read and a very different angle than you might have thought about. We'll go and check it out. I'll link it below. I'll also link it on our social media, American Greatness, Mass Deportation. Deportations would lower housing prices. That's what you need to know today in the midst of the Trump trial. Take a break, take a look at this, and think about a different way to approach a problem in our country that all of us are seeing. That is what you need to know on the Pro America Report today. Come on back after the break. We got a couple of great guests. You will want to come back for it and make sure you don't miss out on all the fun. ProAmericaReport.com, PhyllisSchlafly.com. We'll be right back here after the break on the Pro America Report. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Our next guest, she's been with us before, Dr. Carol Lieberman. She is a board certified psychiatrist. She's a great communicator, has written a number of books, including Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Children in a Time of Terror. And she's also hosts her own show, The Terrorist Therapist Show. And welcome back, Dr. Lieberman. How are you?
Thank you. Fine. Thank you.
You know, I got an email from one of your folks that caught my eye. It's one of the reasons I said, yes, I haven't talked to Dr. Lieberman in a while. And they used the phrase terrorist envy, terrorist envy. I thought it's one of those phrases only Dr. Carol Lieberman could do this, because I immediately said, what does that mean? And it made me spend time and energy thinking about it. Walk us through that and what's happening in the world right now.
Well, what's happening is that terrorists are gaining territory, you know, physical and mental territory every day. I mean, not just in Israel, of course, with the horrible things that are happening there, the horrible attacks on Israel, but just all over the place, including in protesters in America. Protesters who are not only saying, you know, death to Israel, which is what Iran and other terrorists say and believe, but death to America. And so in our own backyard, for example, just now in the news, there are protesters in New York, protesters in Chicago in these recent days, tearing up the American flag and so on. And so I was reading about how one of the sons of the founder of Hamas, Mossab Hassan Youssef, has said he tells it like it is. He's, you know, people need to listen to him more, but he's been saying that these pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas protesters need to go to a mental asylum. And I couldn't agree more as a psychiatrist. And I thought, well, okay, then they need a diagnosis. And that's in quotes,
right?
You know, I mean, I can't obviously make a real diagnosis, but in single quotes, I have to give them a diagnosis. And so the diagnosis I came up with was terrorist envy. And I'm calling it a psychosis because they're out of touch with reality. And of course, it has to do with Freud's penis envy, which really has to do with the stage of psychosexual development when little girls realize between 3 and 5 that they don't have a penis, which makes them feel basically it's symbolic of feeling like they don't have power. And so these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters are basically envying the power of the terrorists. You know, they are protesting for the terrorists and they are envious of the power of the terrorists. And this is a major problem.
We're talking with Dr. Carol Lieberman. And again, her website is terroristtherapist.com. It's one you can link through to all her different TV appearances, her own writings, her own podcasts and blog. You know, I know you're actually a medical doctor, so you're very careful. You were already careful. As you said it, you can't diagnose people on TV. You can't diagnose people over the radio. Can't diagnose people without having real serious look. However, when you observe what in our current, you know, modern America, what's going on, there looks like a lot of mental illness, a lot of, you know, not just people who are dumb or angry, but mentally ill.
Yes. The world events are really driving people over the edge. You know, I was watching something yesterday about these Gen Z people saying, you know, why they wouldn't want to go along with a draft. And they had made these videos, like TikTok videos.
Right.
And, you know, they were talking about one of the reasons why they, you know, didn't think they wanted to go. Well, first of all, they didn't want to go, but also they were saying that they weren't qualified to go. They wouldn't fit the criteria because they have mental illness. And if you watch these videos, you would agree with them. but I mean, it is really true that, I mean, between the pandemic and the lockdowns and then what happened when we came out of these lockdowns, I mean, people were really angry and are feeling there now, of course, the more time that's gone by, there's more and more a feeling that it is the end times. And so people are feeling as though, well, I'll do whatever I want and grab whatever I want and express my anger however I want, because the world is coming to an end anyway.
Dr. Carol Lieberman is our guest. And I meant to say over on X, she's active at Dr. Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, M-D. You can get her there. And I mentioned earlier, terroristtherapist.com. So if the world is, crazier, I mean, maybe it's that we see our own craziness better, you know, more clearly because social media and others. But, you know, what do you do about it? I mean, first save yourself, you know, like when the oxygen mask falls down, put it on yourself first before you put it on your kids. I mean, save yourself first. And maybe back to your point on this sort of the world affairs, especially in the last few weeks or maybe months, making people really feel desperate. It feels like the industry, whether you call it the news or social media, it's invested in making you crazy.
Yes, of course. You know, sex and violence sells. If it bleeds, it leads. You know, that's an old newsroom saying, and it's still true today. You know, I think it originally started from our, you know, to protect us, like to find out what's going on out there and so that we don't get hurt or killed and so on. But it's kind of become more sensationalized now. I just talk about Twitter. I am a Twitter addict. I used to start the day like that because I feel that I have to tell the world about, like, I read certain outlets, you know, I the New York Post, then the Daily Mail, and then Breitbart, and I pick out the most outrageous thing, the thing that's the most troubling in terms of where our world is, and I tweet about it, you know, so I can feel that I'm already starting to help people by drawing attention to these things. And I just tweeted this morning about Denmark.
Yeah, I did see this.
Now, did you notice that their stock exchange went up in flames?
Yep.
And it's 5 years to the day that Notre Dame went up in flames, which was also under, you know, renovation and so on. And of course, they hire migrants to do these renovations. I mean, to be part of the crew, part of the workers. In fact, I did one of my terrorist therapist podcasts on that when Notre Dame went up in flames, about how it was terrorism. And I explained why. And, you know, it's never been repeated. prove that it wasn't terrorism. So look at this, like Paris, Denmark, you know, what I was just talking about in New York and Chicago, the protesters. I mean, the world is in flames, you know, real flames and anger flames. And people are just kind of going about their business. I mean, yes, of course, we're paying attention to Israel and Iran, which we should well be doing. But it's there's more than that. You know, it's almost I was wondering this morning, is it like look over here while we do this over here?
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Carol Lieberman, and on her X feed, she's referring to in Denmark, the Stock Exchange, which is this extraordinary building, looks in some ways like Notre Dame in Paris and kind of a national treasure, be like our own capital or the Smithsonian, some of the Smithsonian buildings up in flames on the fifth anniversary, as you point out, of what they did in Paris. It is amazing. Real quick, just got a minute left. Back to my question. What do you do about it? I mean, you're confident enough that you can get up and go on to X and you know, try to help. A lot of people maybe don't go on X is a better path.
Yes. Well, yeah, right. Yes, you can really get lost in the bad stuff on X. That is true. Or any social media. What do you do? Well, of course, the first thing would be to go to a psychiatrist. Of course, nowadays, psychiatrists are just pill pushers and they don't do therapy. I do therapy. I won't see anybody unless they come to me for therapy, not just medication. Some people don't even need medication, really. They just need therapy. That and also things like, you know, nature, meditation, humor, making yourself laugh every day, finding something to laugh about. You know, it's like you can tell that I talk about these deathly serious stuff.
Yeah.
And I somehow manage, it just comes to me to sort of make jokes out of it. It's gallows humor because it kind of helps the medicine go down.
Right.
But people need to do this. Actually, it's the same things that I wrote about for COVID, how to keep yourself healthy when there's this virus going around. It's the same basic kinds of things, eating well, sleeping well, laughter, you know, of course, therapy, but social supports, all of this is very important. And you need to start paying attention to it and also really pay attention to the things, you know, the horrible things. But you need to be aware so we can stop these things. We can elect people who are going to stop all this terrorism from spreading, even getting even worse, which, of course, is their plan.
Yeah. Dr. Carol Lieberman, unfortunately, I'm out of time. I got to run up against a brick. I'm going to get in trouble. I will put links up to her website and to everything she's doing. She's a prolific in terms of her creation. Again, Terrorist Therapy. Therapist.com is one place you can see her stuff. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Hey, we haven't talked to him in a few weeks. People are clamoring. They're clamoring. They're coming forward. They're clamoring. They're saying, where has John Schlafly been? What's going on? Where has he been? What we need to hear from John Schlafly. His column, of course, the Schlafly Report, like Phyllis Schlafly, who for decades did a weekly column. John and Andy Schlafly take that up. The Schlafly Report launches usually late on Tuesday over at our sister site, townhall.com. But you can go to PhyllisSchlafly.com. Comments archive there. I'm looking at it right now. This week's column title is Federal Judges Side with Transgender Agenda. So welcome back, John. How are you?
Fine, Ed. Yeah. The transgender issue is really hot in state legislatures and in courts. And
sure
while we say federal, but the minute our column was filed, there was a state court that also jumped into the fray in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, John, I want to get to that, but I want to ask you because I had a discussion with you yesterday offline. You did see the eclipse, the famous eclipse. You and your brother, who I think is a physicist by training, and some of his children went off and got the 100% total eclipse of the sun. Tell us how that was and where you were and what that meant.
Ed, it was an experience of a lifetime. Anyone who has the opportunity shouldn't miss it. Totality is the key word. Totality.
Totality. So, totality. All right.
Plus, you've got to have good weather. So you have to be in the zone of totality because some people talked about where I live, it was 98%, but that's not totality. Only if you're in the zone of totality do you see the full eclipse, which is a black hole in the sky surrounded by the corona. And that's the key thing, because even a 98 or 99%, you don't see that. So, I was fortunate enough, along with, I'm sure, millions of other Americans, to see that on last Monday. And
all right. Well, so you're a big fan.
You've got to be. We're still here in 2044.
All right.
We'll be able to see it again.
Well, and I think you turned into one of these totality snobs. I told you I saw 98%. You said, oh, it's really not the same thing. And I just want to point out to our listeners that not everybody can, you know, take off from work and drive around southern Missouri to get to the totality. But we'll leave that aside. All right, John. So, but the transgender thing, it looks like you and Andy Schlafly in your column, You're digging on the federal judges, but is this a left or right or Republican Democrat appointed judge problem? Are we watching the Fourth Circuit, which has gone and invalidated the West Virginia law and to be clear, the law would protect girls' sports from transgender men coming over and dominating. And the court is this a problem of who appointed the judges? Is it that stark, or is there lots of confusion?
That's certainly a big part of it, although even some of the Republican judges have been weak on the issue. But the Democrat judges are not weak, and they see this as the next frontier of civil rights, and they're just determined to, you know, create this law by judicial legislation. And so even though the West Virginia's law, which, by the way, the West Virginia law only applied to school sports, It didn't delve into these, you know, 20 other states have also banned medical procedures for underage children, experimentation. Since there's no evidence of that, those procedures are beneficial. But West Virginia just said that the girls' sports should be protected and reserved for girls. And Title IX, you know, passed 50 years ago, allows that. And yet these judges went the other way. And they were Democrat, 2-1 Democrat judges on the Fourth Circuit, and overturned West Virginia's law, which was passed 3 years ago, I think, and signed by Governor Jim Justice, who is going to be the next United States Senator from West Virginia. He's already set to succeed Joe Manchin in the United States Senate. His name is Jim Justice. How would you like that name?
Yeah, that's a good name. Yeah, that's a good name. Although he was a Democrat once, so he may have been youthful ignorance, but he's now a Republican. That's good, and a Trumpian guy. All right, John. But what happens next, John? Is this? Are you in search of federal legislation? And can we expect federal legislation? Not with Biden in there, right?
Well, no. There's no chance of federal legislation in 2024. Next year, we have a new president and a new Congress. It's a different ballgame. But for the time being, you know, we need judges, federal and state judges, to adhere to their role and allow state legislatures to legislate in this area. There have been 24 state legislatures that have passed laws either protecting girls' sports in schools or limiting the use of experimental medical procedures on young people under the age of 18. And the latest state legislature is Kansas, which was just vetoed by the Democrat governor. And the legislature in Kansas is going to come back and vote one house and then the other house and attempt to override the governor. You know, that's already happened four times. It's a measure of how strongly the American people support this.
Right.
And we've already had four states in which the state legislature has overridden the veto of a governor on a good bill to limit the transgender movement. And three of those governors were actually Republicans,
John, this is where I have a question for you. I mean, it seems to me that it's that, that only the woke, like fringe, is for allowing this, that normal people by a vast majority are against having these, you know, men who want to dress and act like women compete in these sports. It feels like the popular sentiment is widely in favor of stopping this, and yet it continues on.
But the ideology of transgenderism is entrenched, and among other places, in the medical profession. I mean, Ed, I mean, talk to Dr. Martin about
that. Yeah, all right.
He would
teach
that. Because, and there's a lot of money in these procedures, and the especially the teaching hospitals, you know, and the, that get federal funding, and they're all promoting this. And insurance also funds with certain limits, but still much of the transgender and the, you know, the experimental treatments are funded by insurance, which it should not be. Insurance should totally disavow any of those procedures, which are, you have not, have, are not research based. And we've seen how liberal European countries like England and Sweden have, which did it for a while, but said, no, this is not working, so we're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. What's striking to me is I'm not sure I've ever seen an issue that so far, I don't meet anyone that says this is a great idea. I mean, I guess I don't meet a lot of people. I mean, but my point is that broadly speaking, it's so unpopular to force these girls to have to compete against the guys. And yet here we are. Right. I mean, and I don't see John. I look into the column now. John Schlafly is our guest, and PhyllisSchlafly.com is where you can see all of his archive columns. What's the solution, John? Your mother, the late Phyllis Schlafly, used to say, I'll tell you all the problems. And then here's what we should do about it. What do we do about it?
Well, you know, of course, you know, one part of it is to get a new president. And at every one of his rallies, this is part of Donald Trump's general talking points, that he's going to put a stop to it. But we focus, Andy and I, primarily on the judiciary, and we're concerned about the entrenched judges and their clerks. And we were even disappointed in the Supreme Court. On Monday of this week, the Supreme Court, by a vote of 6-3 with all Republican judges in the majority, did allow Idaho's law to go into effect.
Right.
Now, that's all well and good, but it was they did it in a only on procedural grounds and only in a kind of a weak way.
Yeah.
So the Supreme Court has never any of these transgender cases. They denied cert to a number of them. Mm. And at some point, the Supreme Court is
going to have to weigh in. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, John, unfortunately, I'm out of time. I have to weigh in and cut us off, so I'm stay on time. John Schlafly, everybody, PhyllisSchlafly.com, all of his archive columns, another good one with he and his brother Andy. We'll take a break and be right back. It's Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. We'll be back in a moment.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Sponsored by Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, this broadcast continues the legacy of Phyllis Schlafly and stands against forces that mock traditional values, slander America, and redefine the family. Now, the president of Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, Ed Martin.
Feminism, like all left-wing movements, is notorious for covering up nature for the sake of so-called progress. Phyllis Schlafly waged intellectual war against the feminists for decades and decades. Many of the feminists' false claims about men and women would have disastrous consequences if they were ever put into law. And whenever feminists do get their radical ideology into law, the results are as terrible as expected. One of the main lies of feminism is that men and women are not significantly different. This is obviously untrue, and even a child can see the simple fact. One of the most basic differences, of course, is that women can get pregnant and bear children, and men cannot. The modern left is trying to obscure this fact, but no matter how hard they try, The ability to get pregnant sets women apart from men. No matter what they say, the feminist call for equality is not as simple as a call for men and women to have equal treatment under the law. Such a call seems somewhat reasonable, but it would lead to outcomes feminists would undoubtedly dislike. Namely, women benefit greatly today from the modern divorce laws, as well as the fact that they do not have to be drafted. Regardless, the feminist call for equality is that men and women would be forced to be the same. But we don't want to be the same, and we can't be made the same anyway. God designed the two sexes to have complementary differences, and that's the way we should understand it and see it. Some differences are near impossible to do away with anyway. A recent Stanford study found out that the differences in male and female mental processes runs very, very deep. In that study, researchers trained AI on over 1,000 brain scans of men and women, and it discovered differences we had yet to discover on our own. The AI model can now predict a brain's gender with over 90% accuracy. God made us different for a reason, a very good reason. And men and women both benefit from these differences and should celebrate them.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. The traditional family is the building block of our communities and country. That's why it's imperative to support strong marriages, respect fathers, and champion stay-at-home moms. At PhyllisSchlafly.com, we oppose the liberal attempt to redefine the family. To join us, visit PhyllisSchlafly.com. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Welcome back to the Pro America Report. You are here in the final segment, in the final phases, in the final minutes of a fantastic radio program. Let me first remind you, though, go to proamericareport.com. That's Ed's Substack. You're going to find a lot of goodies there, and you'll want to subscribe and get in on all the action. And then also you're going to go to PhyllisSchlafly.com. At PhyllisSchlafly.com, you'll find the radio archives for this program, all the podcasts, the standalone guests, the show notes, links and resources, and of course, the all-important, all-amazing, all-incredible, and every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, wink email, what you need to know, straight to your inbox, literally very short, half a dozen links. A short paragraph of something you need to know, and then we're also going to bring it home with a fun tweet or post of the day. I say fun, interesting, fun, funny, poignant, you never know. But it will compact an incredible amount of news into a very short email to start your day. I trust that you will go and sign up, and believe me, it is worth it. ProAmericaReport.com, PhyllisSchlafly.com. Also, don't forget to go over to Rumble and search for the Pro America Report. You'll see this live weekly video version of this program, kind of a sister program that is happening, that is going to tack in as well. But here's what I wanted to talk about. We had, again, a great program today. There's a really interesting wink of what you need to know. I kind of tried to, I hope it made sense, and you really do need to go and look at Josiah Lippincott's American Greatness article on the housing crisis, and the illegal immigration crisis, and how those two are wrapped up one and the same, and the solution for one and the other may actually work on both. It may be something that's very impactful. But go and look at that. I hope you enjoyed Carol Lieberman and John Schlafly. We had great interviews today. Really, really fascinating stuff. But here's what I wanted to point to you. The Trump trial, I know we've already talked about it. Ed has talked about it, especially if you're watching on Rumble. There was a ton of extra coverage over there. The Trump trial, it may saturate the news, and we might really get fatigued from this. You know what I mean? I already feel tired of it, and I eat, sleep, and breathe politics. I mean, if you're listening to this program, obviously, you're no stranger to that that kind of lifestyle as well, because you're here. You're with us having these conversations. But there is a lot more to the Trump trial, this one that's kicking off, and this is just the first of a few this year that are slated, at least. And frankly, this is one of the more lightweight, minor ones, that at least what they've tried to manufacture into felonies. It's laughable compared to some of the other stuff, which is pretty ludicrous. But this one's just incredibly laughable. That said, though, there are tons of different dynamics and different things that are being pulled together all in this one issue. There's a lot to examine, and it's a lot deeper than just the basic media coverage that we're getting. There's a lot more to consider, is the way I should say it, a lot more to consider than we are seeing in even a lot of conservative media, where we're just hitting, you know, the facts of the case and some of the how this works and how it's been brought and the prosecutors and this and that. But those dynamics are worth looking at. And honestly, I think it goes way beyond Donald Trump. It goes way beyond even 2024. There are some incredible implications. As conservatives, we ought to understand. And here's a moment of shameless self-promotion. I think Ed would say so if he were here, too. So it's not like I'm going rogue. Not like I'm going rogue. Ed, if you're listening to this, we're still coming back to the Pro America Report, proamericareport.com. Not going to leave it. But Thursdays at noon Central Time, Mason and I, the two co-producers on this program who work with Ed, we have another program called Unauthorized Caucus. Ed has come over to it before. Obviously, we're on the Pro America Report. Lots of cross-pollination, similar issues. But tomorrow is going to be, this is a special preview, tomorrow is going to be a very special, very unique look at the Trump trial. It will not contribute to your fatigue over this topic if you are suffering from such. Trust me, this is going to enhance and fancy, or excuse me, tickle your fancy in a little bit of a different direction, but on a topic that is very timely and in the news this week. So that is a conversation I think you're going to want to have. And it's more than I could pack into this final segment of the show. Frankly, it's a longer discussion than we could pack into the opening segment of the show. We would need almost the whole show to cover it. So it's a discussion I think that's worth having. It's a discussion that's worth participating in. And you will get a chance to do that with us tomorrow. Come on over and have it. UnauthorizedCaucus.com. Go there at noon on Thursdays. Every Thursday, but particularly this week, April 18, we are going to dive into the very, very long-reaching consequences and the very, very spiderweb connection of issues that come with this Trump trial and everything that's led up to it and where we are going from here. I think it's a very important topic, and you want to come on over. It's a live stream, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, all the places you can hop on. You can also participate in the live chat. So unlike radio, you know, you got an opportunity if you want to ask a question live and have us address it and move on, come on over. I think it's valuable. It's one of the reasons that we're having a good time adding on to this incredible program with live streaming and different things is because we get even an even greater opportunity to go different directions that you all have questions on. Come on over. UnauthorizedCaucus.com, UnauthorizedCaucus, CAUCUS.com. Thursday, noon, you'll want to be there. We're going to talk about the Trump trial in a very different light, I think, than everything else you're hearing. So don't miss out. And of course, as we wrap up the show, go to proamericareport.com, go to phyllisschlafly.com. There you'll find Ed's Substack, and then, of course, all of the archives of this show, and you can sign up for the Wink. This has been a great and long week so far. Lots of news from Mayorkas to Manhattan. There is almost no end in sight. But what it matters most, what matters most is that you and I are involved and that you and I are ready to stand up and defend our nation, our homeland. That is what you're doing by being a part of this show. Thank you so much. Thank you to Ed for being a great host, to Mason, my co-producer, for helping me keep everything on, even in Ed's absence on occasion. And thank you to you for listening. We appreciate you, and we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow on the next edition of the Pro America Report. Have a good night, everybody.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.